Those born on Leap Day have to wait 4 years for their official birthday to come around, and it's happened 3 times to a family in Payson. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Brian, Louise Estes has had 3 of her 5 children born on consecutive leap days. It's tied a world record. The first time her water broke the day before, but it took until leap day for him to be born. The second time it happened, she had a fast labor, and he came that evening. The third time it happened, her girl was 5 days overdue, and she was induced.
We want a happy, healthy baby. That's number one. Number two, birthday, you know, that'd be fun. And so, yeah, she waited.
The children turned 12, 8, and 4 years old today. They're going to try to make it special for each one of them. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Well, the odds of being born on Leap Day are about 1 in 1,500. But it has happened 3 times for a Payson family. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Brian, the Estes family tied a world record by having 3 of their children born on February 29th. Louise Estes says they call them leaplings, and normally they celebrate the birthday on the 28th or so.
Some people would joke, like, oh, well, you're only one. And I'm like, no, they're still age every year, just like everybody. 365 days equals a year. It's just they have a different birthday.
They try to make each child feel special on their birthdays anyway. But this one is unique because they have milestone birthdays of 12, 8, and 4 years old. And Louise is glad she's not having a baby today to make it 4 leaplings in a row. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth on the 7 o'clock report. The odds of being born on Leap Day are about 1 in 1,500. But a Payson family has had it happen 3 times.
Their first, third, and fifth child are turning 12, 8, and 4 years old, or 3, 2, and 1 today.
You know, the statistics of it are crazy. And as much as I know, I mean, yeah, this is how it worked out. This is how we made it happen. But, yeah, when you look at the numbers, it is pretty crazy.
Louise Estes says with her first baby, her water broke on February 28th, but it took until Leap Day for him to be born. They had a second son in between. Then their third child was due right around Leap Day when it came around again. Louise says she had to be induced, and the doctor said to come in that evening.
There was another woman who showed up, and she was crying in the elevator, poor thing, and she was really upset. Number one, she's in pain, but number two, she did not want a Leap Day kid. She was pretty upset about that, but she let her go ahead, and so finally they had a bed for us at 6 p.m., and I was joking, you know, what if after all this it takes more than 6 hours? We'd miss out on it, but no, he was born at 9 p.m., like the fastest.
They had a fourth boy 2 years after that. Her husband joked they should try to have their next baby on the next leap day. This time it was a girl, and she was 5 days overdue, but came on leap day 4 years ago.
She was just a big, big, chubby girl and very healthy, and so it's really good. I mean, I thought, there we are, we're good, we're done.
Holy cow, can you believe that?
No.
5 days overdue and born on leap day.
Yeah.
Having 3 children on Leap Day, by the way, tied a world record. Louise says she's glad that they didn't go for one more because that means she'd be having a baby today. Instead, they've been celebrating 3 birthdays all weekend with family and friends. I guess you just do what, March 1st, I guess, is what you do when it's a non-leap year.
That must be fun for the kids to
How
have
cool,
something
though.
That feels very special.
That's cool. I'm sure it's a very bonding moment for that family.
For them.
Think? Yeah.
Wonderful.
Really cool. KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45.